Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the short term, I've joked about the idea, I'd like to see the Dunkirk Act. Everybody with a boat, go out and pick up something and bring it to shore and let's get things rolling. And I know that that's in jest, but it gets at the question of urgency and it gets at the question of creativity to solve this problem. What I have to do every day is look at my employees and talk to them about wages and unemployment issues and lower bonuses and less opportunity for training. And why is that? Well, part of it's because there is this backup in the system.
As Mises.org recently revealed, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that prices rose 6.2% on a year-over-year basis in October, the highest year-over-year rate since December 1990, when the Consumer Price Index was also up 6.2%. The Producer Price Index for commodities in October was also up 22.2% year over year, reaching a 48-year high. In addition to the Consumer Price Index's 31-year high, home prices in the second quarter surged to near a 42-year high. Meanwhile, average real weekly earnings have turned negative this year as Americans struggle to afford basic necessities during the holiday season. Yet, none of these stark economic realities kept Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen from goading on the race to the bottom.
The private sector is ready to supply the financing to set us on a course to avoid the worst effects of climate change. CEOs representing trillions in assets are here to show their commitment. Financial institutions with collective assets under management of nearly $100 trillion have come together under the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, or GFANZ. If these ambitions are realized, those portfolios will be carbon neutral by 2050 and significantly reduce emissions by 2030.
You want banks to report transactions of $600 or more. That's what the IRS wants. Does this mean that the government is trying to peek into our pocketbooks? If you want to look at $600 transactions.
Absolutely not. I think this proposal has been seriously mischaracterized. The proposal involves no reporting of individual transactions of any individual.
Lying pig.
The big picture is that we have a tax gap that over the next decade is estimated at $7 trillion, namely a shortfall in the amount that IRS is collecting due to a failure of individuals to report the income.
So now we got to surveil the entire world.
$1 billion.
Now we got to watch everything you do in a long time.
Transferring $600?
No, it tends to be among high-income individuals whose income is opaque and the IRS doesn't receive information about it.
Oh, we got to watch everybody.
You get a W-2, the IRS knows about it. But high-income individuals with opaque sources of income that are not reported to the IRS, there's a lot of tax fraud and cheating that's going on. All that's involved in this proposal is a few aggregate numbers
about
bank accounts, the amount that was received in the course of the year.
Yeah, the NSA doesn't watch
this
either.
The amount that went out in the course of the year.
And no one bats an eye as Janet Yellen, agent provocateur of Klaus Schwab's Great Reset and the CFR's Chinese Century, steers America off a cliff. John Bound reporting.
That's a powerful report. Prepare yourself. The economy is under control. Collapse. We're back in 1 minute with the latest in China. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Fortune canto, fortune razzi, razzi posso celis, fortune amici, fortune razzi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The world is being artificially put into a cascade of crises that will lead to the accelerated, controlled collapse and the mass death of billions upon billions of people. Folks would tune into the broadcast 25 years ago and think that when I made these type of predictions off in the future, I said 25, 30 years from now, they will be organizing the collapse of civilization and the great culling. And it sounded a bit fanciful back then, even though I was reading from source documents. Well, now it doesn't seem too fanciful anymore, does it? We're here. And that's why, if you're a TV viewer, you see the image we have behind us of the U.S. Capitol occupied by the globalists with red storms in the background with lightning. And that's about the best way I can describe the true evil that has control of our government at almost every level. We are the bad guys. We have been captured. Because we were the good guys, we became the most powerful, wealthy, loved nation in the world. Still had incredible problems, but because we had a Christian, but also rugged, Western, Renaissance bearing. We were the freest, greatest, most productive nation on earth. Evil came, took over, and now we have become a slave of the New World Order, and the wages of sin are death. Let me just do this. Let me just show you the headlines we've got here as best I can. Evergrande, as we predicted a year ago, has gone belly up $300 billion underpinning the Chinese Communist Party system that undoubtedly is going to bring down the Chinese economy into a huge stock market crash, even though they're totally state-run and it's all propped up. And it's going to cause massive problems in the rest of the world system. You add to that the Great Reset and the tens of trillions pumped out per major nation into the economy and all the other economic things that are unfolding, the unwillingness to work, supply chain breakdowns, the forced COVID lockdowns, mass starvation in the third world, mass collapse in the third world, then domino effecting into the West. And that's why you see them letting murderers out of jail. And armed robbers out after a week or a day, or this guy shoots four people at a school, he's released the next day because he's black. All of that is being done to totally undermine things and put you in a state of confusion so that you'll accept the new global currency, you'll accept the nighttime curfews, you'll accept having to have a pass on your phone to even leave your house. You will accept the Great Reset. You won't live in your own home anymore. You'll live in a commune. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. These are all real quotes. You'll have a microchip in your body to buy and sell. Klaus Schwab says it on TV, and people say, why do you care about Klaus Schwab? Well, he's the head of the Bilderberg Group. which is the top globalist meeting. And then they went out and set up the Davos group to externalize the hierarchy. $300 billion. And how do the Chinese respond? They respond with dictatorship, making Xi Jinping dictator for life. And what are the globalists doing here? They've run Ponzi schemes even bigger. They're heavily involved in it. Well, what does Janet Yellen do? Oh, she tells you, get ready to have the Federal Reserve take over all your private bank accounts and monitor everything you do in live time. That's what the legislation says. And then you see the nominee to be the head of the banking system. And she says, oh, I don't believe in any private banks. We need to have the Federal Reserve, which is owned by a few private banks, control everything. I mean, we're at that point where the power grab is here, the martial law is here, and that's just one small little area. Then we have all of the COVID news taking place that is just over the top. Senate votes to repeal Biden federal vaccine mandate for businesses, but they don't have the votes in the House. FDA now says Pfizer clinical data will take 75 years to release. So at first, they said 55 years, excuse me. Then a federal court said, no, you've got to start releasing 30 pages every few days. It'll still take 100 years. And now they want 75 years. And if you're a new listener, this is not The Onion. If you're driving down the road hearing this, I'm not joking. This isn't satire. It's totally safe and effective, emergency authorization, and now that we've injected millions of people, and now we know what the real numbers are, we're not going to release them. But they did last week release a tranche, 30 pages, and it talked about thousands of dead in just the first weeks of the rollout, and massive, just over-the-top increases in spontaneous abortions. That's what they call a miscarriage now. Everything the experts warned it would do. On and on and on. Heart attacks, blood clots. And now the FDA says 75 years. Well, let me just read these headlines. FDA now says Pfizer clinical data will take 75 years to release. FDA says it now needs 75 years to fully release Pfizer COVID vaccine data. Wow. It's a life expectancy to make sure everybody they've injected is already dead. Japan Health Ministry warns Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccine causing heart inflammation in young people, pulling it off the market. Wow. But, oh, they're not the UN, so I'm sure Facebook and Twitter will censor that. In fact, they are. Even the American Heart Association isn't allowed to warn you. I mean, what do you think you are, the American Heart Association? You're not the UN. You're not Fauci. Shut up. And the reports of babies around the world where they're starting to give babies the shots in some countries, dying. But that's okay. It's liberal, like nuclear war. Fauci calls for Biden to clearly supersede individual choices with vaccine mandates, forced injections. Yes, teaming up with Australia and the EU with those announcements. Americans should require Christmas gifts to prove they're vaccinated, says the cult leader Fauci. Senate votes yes, as I mentioned earlier, but they don't have the votes in the House. Three Northeast states deploy National Guard amid medical capacity crisis due to pandemic, says CNN. No, it's due to the vaccine mandate, and in many areas, up to half the nurses and medical workers being fired. That's the real reason, and we've got all the articles on that. So it's just lying to you, lying criminals. Then they lie and go, oh, and the majority, first it was 99%, Fauci said that was just made up. Now they're saying the talking point is 90% of hospitalized were not vaccinated. And then the truth is we got the numbers here from Israel and the U.S. and Canada and the U.K. and Germany, all similar. You're twice as likely to be sick or die if you've had any of the shots. And I've got that in the stack. Fauci, government may have to do things that are unpopular if recalcitrants won't voluntarily get vaxxed. Oh. Health chief in Israel says at least 7 boosters to be fully vaxxed. Ah, oh, my God. I told you it'll be 10 shots a year. How did I know? 21 months ago, Bill Gates, in a prospectus to his shareholders, said, this is the best business ever. I make 20 times the money back on what I do. And we're going to make people take at least 10 shots a year. And now they're up to 7. See how they just, oh, it's 1, oh, it's 2, oh, it's 3, oh, it's 4, oh, it's 5, oh, it's 6, oh, it's 7. And how did I know? People are like, Jones, how did he know again? He's right again. It's incredible. The Twitter's like, look, Jones said this. Here's clips of him saying it. How the hell did he know? My God, this man's incredibly smart. No. If I had my enemy's battle plan in my hand, and I know what they're going to do, I'd be a fool to not know what they're going to do. It's just incredible. But people hear this stuff and they go, that's just too crazy. You know, I just, Jones, he's got to be full of it. I mean, they're not going to make us take 7 shots a year. No, no, you're right. You're going to take 10 because Bill Gates said so. And it's already pre-planned. And he likes to let you know up front, like, a big deadly pandemic's coming, and then even more you're going to be sick. Oh, and then terrorists are going to release even worse bioweapon after COVID. Which means your body's from the injection creating the mutagenic system and making people sick. It's all in your face. Oh, we got some huge, huge, huge news on this front from Tucker Carlson last night. And then we've got all the threatening to nuke Russia news. I mean, that's the good liberal thing to do, is to threaten to nuke Russia. That's also a very safe thing to do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I just want to start the segment by saying this. We're here. We're inside the New World Order global government takeover that leads to depopulation, war, collapse, crime in the streets, the end of civilization, the post-industrial world. And an industrial world that needs to replace its population with at least 2.1 people for every two people to not collapse. In every societal, cultural actuary out there, one of the most studied phenomenons, and the fact that the West on average is having 1.3 children, and the fact that the globalists have set up policies to kill development and to discourage childbearing and rearing, means already that it's going to be very hard to stop a massive societal collapse. And Xi Jinping knows this. He came out last year and said, I'm ordering the Chinese people to have basically three children, and you'll get massive tax incentives if you have three or more. And instantly, George Soros went from saying Xi Jinping was the best person on earth overnight to saying he is the greatest threat to the world and is Hitler 2.0. That's a quote. He didn't work for Hitler like you did there, but I agree. He's just as bad as you, George. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Our media spun like, oh, he allows it. No, no, no. They're encouraging it, just like Vladimir Putin. What did Elon Musk come out and say yesterday? He said, civilization will collapse if we don't have 2.1 children. I'm liking Elon Musk more and more every day. So in the West, they're saying and doing everything they can that if you were following a checklist to collapse society, they're doing it. If you're following a checklist to take humanity to the next level, Elon Musk is doing it. Except he's such a libertarian, he's like, well, yeah, I'll sell you brain chips and wirehead stuff if you want, but I'll do it to empower you. But I'm not going to make you do it. He's against forced inoculation. And I agree with the Musk model. I mean, my uncle has a chip in his brain from a motorcycle accident he had. He doesn't just have the nerve stimulator. He's got some more high-tech deal. He had the nerve stimulator at first. Now they've added some other thing in him, and he's a lot better. Doesn't have the seizures anymore. But again, he chose to go do that. That's a great thing. That's technology. But we don't want to be forced to become Darth Vader. And that's what they're doing with the inoculations and the nanotech and the gene therapy, where the Davos Group admits, we are going to put it into the shots. It will migrate into your brain, and we will take you over whether you like it or not. I mean, that's Klaus Schwab. That's all of them. This is a cult. So, I could sit here and just cover this piece of news, that piece of news. Oh, look, war with Russia. Oh, world leaders are saying, let's preemptively strike them with nukes. Oh, Evergrande collapsed, $300 billion, clearly triggering a world financial crisis. Futures are already way down. But when you understand that it's being orchestrated, they're making it as bad as they possibly can and bragging about it and engaging in actions that will destroy civilization. And we're almost past the point of no return. So when I get up here and hit the panic button, it's like a thermonuclear, a reactor or a nuclear reactor. Thermonuclear reactor, that's the sign. A nuclear reactor. The alarms go off because if you don't keep the rods in, if you don't keep them cool, you can get a chain reaction. You can get a meltdown. And basically the rods aren't in the water anymore. And they're catching on fire. And they're starting to burn. And if they blow up, they go critical, you know where we are. Well, we're inside the reactor right now, and it's and I'm looking at what Klaus Schwab and all of them are doing. There's no way they're going to ride this collapse down and stay alive themselves. There's no way this thing doesn't turn into giant wars between India and China and Pakistan. There's no way the third world doesn't totally collapse and overflow us with billions of people. No wonder the UN talks about 600 and something million coming to North America in the next 20 years. And they said that 5 years ago, and now it's happening. That's double the U.S. population. All I can tell you is, the answer is going to be going and getting very conservative Christian communities in the middle of nowhere where people just dig in and live very austerely and just try to stay off the radar. Because once all this falls and once all this goes down, it's guaranteed massive war. And I've really tried to stop this, and we had a chance to back this off years ago. But I just want everybody to know right now that when you look at Klaus Schwab and you look at Bill Gates, these are psychos that are crashing the world economy for not just money and power, but to kill people. Because they believe the earth is going to collapse anyways, and that this collapse is coming. They're Malthusians. They believe in this fraud. And so they want to artificially have the collapse now. And I use the analogy of Red Adair, the famous oil field trailblazer, who would roll in a wheelbarrow full of TNT or dynamite into a big gas fire or oil fire, because it burned for years if you don't put them out, and the big detonation would knock the oxygen out of the fire and put it out. And it worked, and he pioneered it. Well, the globalists are doing that. They see the world as an oil well fire, and the human population is too big and all this. So they're rolling in the TNT to try to knock the fire out, the fire of civilization. But it's not going to work like that. It's going to cause a giant war. And so I could sit here and talk about all these stories and all these reports all day, and there's a chance we could get some smarter heads to prevail around the world and stop this march towards total destruction. But if we don't stop the COVID rollout, if we don't stop the Great Reset, if we don't stop the carbon tax, if we don't stop their whole austerity movement, the world will implode, and the process of people wanting to feed themselves and take care of their families will make zombie apocalypse movies look like a walk in the park compared to where we're going to be. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back in a longer segments and just drill into this as judiciously as I can, the economic news, the Russian news, the COVID tyranny news. And Glenn Beck, who just is awesome, he's really come out and exposed something we covered 8 months ago, and he did too. It's gotten almost no attention. Thank God Tucker Carlson had him on last night. Remember, they had COVID-19 vaccines for Moderna and Bill Gates produced actually 6 months before COVID ever popped out, and that's in the emails. You understand? They created the virus. They prepared it. They released it. They already get the vaccine ready, and that's in these documents that have come out about gain of function. And I've tried to hammer it and tried to push it and tried to get people to care. I mean, it's the smoking gun. I mean, Fauci needs to be arrested, tried, and dealt with. I mean, this guy created a bioweapon, ordered him to do it, created the vaccines with Bill Gates for it that they knew was also a poison that would create the same thing that's in the virus, the spike protein. But it's, you know, it's one thing for us to read these documents on air that they admit are real, but it's another thing to watch it on Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck up there, who I get used to think I was out of my mind. He didn't think it was this bad. He does know now. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to get into what I've been told or what he said, but that's good. That's good. Joe Rogan hung out with him again last night. Hell, two nights in a row. He's really awake. And he's going to get more hardcore. And I think everybody's just going to choose a side. Are you for humanity and total death destruction? I mean, it's simple. Are you for humanity or are you for total death destruction? It's very, very simple. I mean, Elon Musk is coming out against the New World Order. So it's on, folks. Choose a side right now. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Time and time again, powerful empires become corrupt and decadent and evil, and they then engage in self-destructive things. And that has now begun to happen to Europe and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. Once Christian nations, now as devilish as you can get when it comes to the ruling class, who are beyond irredeemable, in my view. But only God can judge that. So, I want to hit the economic news first, and then I want to hit the Russia war news, because it all ties together. Because the power structures always, when they get caught running financial scams, hundreds of years ago, last century as well, they launch a big war. That's what happens. And so we've got that to deal with and so much more here today. First off, though, I just want to tell the listeners, and I don't say this to brag. I say this so you have some hope. And so I have some hope, because I can't just sit here and cover the negative stuff. I should also cover the positive. We have come so far together in this fight, and we've been so effective, all of us as a family, the listeners, the viewers, the crew, myself, the guest, the callers. I mean, we're one family. We are. We are the resistance. That's why they hate us. That's why they hate the fact we're on air, because this is our culture. This is who we are. And they want us all alone, not realizing that we're not alone. They want us cut off from each other. That's very simple, but very powerful, and I know you know that. But I got to tell you, I can go down the list of everybody fighting New World Order right now who get more hardcore by the day, and almost every one of them personally told me that I woke them up and that they wouldn't be awake or have understood this if I hadn't been there, that they thought I was crazy 20-something years ago, 10 years ago. Tucker Carlson came here to meet me 10 years ago and said, I thought you were crazy and nuts. Now I see a lot of what you say is true. And then over time, he's gotten more hardcore and awake, and now look at him. Same thing with Joe Rogan. I mean, Joe is awake now. I mean, I told you a year and a half ago he was awake, that he was going to have to get in a position where he could do what he wanted. Now he's there, and he's about to really kick it into high gear. Dr. Peter McCullough was on a show yesterday at Earth Today. I'll leave it at that. And boy, does he destroy him in a three-hour-plus podcast. Very respected heart surgeon. What's really going on? So as bad as things are and as negative as things are, we woke up Glenn Beck. We did this. The show, the broadcast, the guests, we've been the tip of the spear, and that's all because of God's providence. So I want us all to recognize here what we've done together. I don't care if you told your friends and family about the show, or if you bought products from us, or whatever, or you shared links. Doesn't matter. You did this. You did this. This isn't about giving you credit. It's about you realizing how important you are, so you keep fighting even harder. I know you don't want a pat on the back. You're just like me. You want the globalist off our backs. But I think it's important sometimes to realize that the enemy does all this evil stuff to demoralize us and break our will, and we can't let them do that. We have to, when they attack us, realize they're trying to break our will and decide to make our will even stronger and say, my will is strong through Christ. My will never break, because God is unbreakable. And I built my house upon that rock. I was sitting there having breakfast with my 4-year-old daughter this morning. And I'm sitting down the table from her. We're sitting there eating eggs and bacon. And I thought, I sure love you, sweetheart. And I said, show Daddy your will. And she just, and I haven't even really had to explain this to her what it is. And she just goes, Never even done that to my daughter, but she just, that's my mind. It was like a mind meld. Show me your will, sweetheart. And she went, nah. I was just the most beautiful thing I ever saw. A powerful will. Oh. We will beat this, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they try to poison us and dumb us down and control us. And it's because they know we're beautiful. They know we love God. They know that we didn't sign on to Satan, and they want to kill us. I don't care if you got beautiful black skin or beautiful white skin or beautiful brown skin. You all got red blood, and God made you. And if you love God, the devil hates you. They love death. They love destruction. So I'm going to go to break, longer segment, next segment. But I'm just going to talk about this. The fact that you've kept us on air is so incredible, and I want you to take stock in your will that God gave you to exercise. And that you've exercised your will against the enemy. And that I want to salute and thank all of you. And thank all of you that went and got the 1776 coin yesterday. That again, if we could take it off air, then there won't be all these great new projects that are getting launched. But thanks to your support, there will be. And then you'll just get an email saying, here. Here's your membership here. Here's your report here. Here's your film in the mail there. And that's what happens with the founder coin. Is it allows us to have pure investment in these other projects that we don't have money for. You're like buying a bond in the future, for the future, a war bond. This is a war. Now, I predicted we'd sell out of these to the crew in 3 days. because I got a good gauge of you awesome folks. And guess what? Looks like they might even sell out by tomorrow. And people go there and it's like, wait a minute, silver, you know, it costs us $36 to make these coins and put them in the packaging and all the rest of it. Why are you selling it for $129? Well, exactly what I said. It's like a bond. You're getting a coin, a memento of the resistance. It says founder with George Washington slaying the dragon, an archetype of King George slaying the dragon that was doing what? Eating the children, the spirit of Satan, the pedophile. It's the founder of our country, the archetype of the founder of England, killing the dragon, ladies and gentlemen, which is an archetype of Christ or his archangel, St. Michael. And that's what this is, ladies and gentlemen, is that same reaping. You think there's just an Antichrist spirit? There's a Christ spirit in the world as well, and it repeats over and over again. And so it's a powerful coin. It says, faithfully resisting in Latin on the back, or always resisting. And on the front, always thus to tyrants. In Latin, meaning, this is what we do to tyrants, and it's George Washington shoving a lance through the dragon. It's powerful. And it funds the future of the resistance. And hell, nuclear war might break out in a month. The financial class may get so bad, they run a fake cyber attack, we're off the air in a week. We're in that time where every day is special, every show can be our last. You should get prepared. You should get ready. If you don't have the resources to buy this coin, to invest in us staying on air and doing new projects, I totally understand. Get your food, get your water, get your bullets to protect yourself, and get your soul right with God. That's number one. But for all of you that have been listeners for a long, long, long time and supporters, this is the most special thing, physical, we've ever put out. And just look. I mean, that's live on air right now. I ought to have you, John, shoot the video of these. The crew did a great job. That really looks good. I mean, look at that. That's what it looks like in your hand. It's hard on camera to really see how badass this coin is. And I did design it. It's my design. We hired a great artist to actually render it, but it's what I wanted. And it's happening. So George Washington slayed the dragon of the Redcoats. Now the eagle is trying to guard the world, but we've got to defend the eagle and defend the republic. We've got to stay in our position, and that's what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. We do it by being moral, good, hardworking, strong people that can't be bullied and can't be broken and can't be made to run. So get your 1776 founder member coin, and be sure you put your email in when you buy it, because this is, again, helping us with a bunch of projects and a bunch of collaborations that are going to be going very, very soon, and this is beyond critical. You know, the founders had to go to Europe, people like Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, with thousands of little printed American flags. And then they would sell the American flag for a donation of hundreds of times what the little flag was worth. They would go visit the wealthy in France and those that were for independence here in the United States and the middle class. And they would buy the little flags for hundreds of times, in some cases, what they were worth. The whole point was, is it's a symbol that you're connected to this fight and you're in the middle of it and you're putting some skin in the game here. And you're getting a very historic memento that will be historical. And I would imagine as a collectible, these will probably be going for a lot of money online. But that's not the point. Only 10,000 were minted here in America, and they'll be sold out by this weekend, maybe even today. Who knows? At 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, or infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, right now, the incredible COVID news, the big debate now on is it right to preemptively attack Russia with nuclear weapons and engage in the greatest mass murder ever seen? Is the economic collapse the biggest news? Or is it Kyle Rittenhouse and ASU saying, you know, you're not welcome here, the students, and him saying he's still going? Obviously, that's not the top story, but it does show how the left's bullying everybody and how it's important not to be bullied and to occupy our country. There's so much here. Vice has come out and freaked out about reset wars and said, oh, it's an occultic new age brainwashing hypnotism. They haven't even seen it yet. No, you're the ones who've been doing the brainwashing and hypnotizing people. This is the opposite of that. This is the latter days of Alex Jones. Oh, my goodness. Keep on wishing. Keep on praying to the devil. The latter days of Alex Jones. How about the latter days for all of us if we don't turn this around? See, it's Alex Jones warning you about the global crisis and warning you about the end of days as we've known it. And now we're here, and it's, oh, no, no, it's Alex Jones's latter days, as if I'm worried about me. I'm worried about the future and everybody. We're in this together. We're on the same damn ship. And it's when you figure that out that you transcend these people. But they're so scared of Reset Wars. It premieres at ResetWars.com on Monday. at 7 p.m. Central. We backed up a little bit because so much has been going on, so much has been happening. There's been a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff. More subpoenas. This is breaking news. More subpoenas from the House Committee on Un-American Activities 2.0. And so I'm going to probably put a statement out about that. But I got my lawyers flying in tonight before I respond to all the stuff that's going on. But there is just a lot of craziness happening. But I expect to be over the target and to be taking flak. So they're always trying to convince me, oh, look, you're losing. Oh, look, you're failing. Oh, look, no one likes you. Oh, look, you're going to go bankrupt. Oh, look. And I'm like, oh, Tokyo Rose, you're right. I'm failing. You know, Tokyo Rose, when the United States was dropping atomic bombs in 1945 on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and they just hit Japan, which I think was a little overkill, with 2,000 flights, sorties, dropping firebombs on them when Japan had 40-mile-an-hour winds. And so that killed an estimated 5 million people in one bombing raid. The wind was blowing from the north all the way down south. It was actually a kamikaze wind, is what they call it. And that's what it comes from, divine wind. And it burned the whole country down, basically, because their houses are made out of paper and wood because of the earthquakes. And Tokyo Rose was on the AM radio on the shortwave out to our ship saying, GIs, America's burned. You're all dead. You've all lost. We've defeated you. Your sweetheart will never see you again. You'll soon be dead. While atomic bombs were being dropped by the Enola Gay. And there's Tokyo Rose. There's Brian Stelter. There's Rachel Maddow. Telling me, remember Baghdad Bob in the invasion of Iraq 2003? On TV while F-16s fly like a mile behind him dropping 2,000-pound bombs or whatever. And they're on there saying, oh, he's like, oh, we have defeated the Americans. We have driven them back into Kuwait, back into Saudi Arabia. We annihilated them. And the reporters are like, actually, tanks are entering Baghdad right now, 2 miles away. And like an Apache helicopter flies by, missiles explode. And he's sitting there saying, nothing's going on here, nothing's happening. Like in that meme of Naked Gun where the whole building's burning and there's explosions. He's like, what's going on? What's happening here? They're the ones. Hollywood. Yeah, there's Baghdad Bob. With explosion going off in the background. Oh, the Americans are 400 miles away. That's what they're doing here. And yeah, they can indict Alex Jones. They can put a bullet in my head. But as long as I realize it's the cause to defeat the globalist, and as long as I'm willing as a man to sacrifice my name, my treasure, everything, then I win. Because what matters is my children and their children and your children together in the future. That's what men are supposed to do. What they did before, why don't we start acting like that again? And then all this wouldn't be happening. Fauci and Bill Gates and all these psychotic demons are making their move because they think we're weak, ladies and gentlemen. And so Vice Magazine and CNN's like, there's nothing to see here. Don't listen to Jones. Baghdad Bob, nothing's happening. The New World Order is very strong right now. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, very strong right now. No, you're the most hated people in the world. And they're calling for your arrest all over international television and all over the U.S. news. We're going to get you. We're going to beat you. You understand that? So you stage all the false flags you want. You come attack me and throw me in jail. Do whatever it is you've got to do. But in this game of chicken, I'm not turning my car off. I'm not stopping. I'm going right down the center lane, jamming the accelerator all the way in with enjoyment. Because on the other side of our collision, when we bang heads, is freedom. On the other side is destiny. On the other side is learning who's willing to put it on the line and who isn't. We have broken your will. We have defeated you, Satan. You're a loser. You're a joke. Christ is Lord. You're going to find out, and your minions are going to find out with you. But you already know that, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? You already know these people are losers. So worry about your family. Worry about yourself. Worry about getting right with God. Don't let all this even freak you out. I'm telling myself that right now. And just get under God's wings and then do the right thing and warn others and help others and be Christ-like. And we're going to make it through this. We don't want to be violent. We don't want to be offensively violent. We don't want to know. But we also want to be firm in civil disobedience and get in people's faces when they try to bully us. And never stop and never back down. But it's electricity. The power of you supporting us and the power of us supporting you and the power of us spiritually knowing we're in the right and communing together right now on air, this is a ritual. A ritual of populism and humanity and destiny and goodness, and the enemies of freedom can't stand it. All right, here's the deal. We have a very, was a very popular, informative researcher who put out nothing but truth, Gal Shalev, joining us. He got banned off Twitter a week and a half ago for simply linking to the FDA documents that the judge ordered them to release. You're not allowed to do that. Remember what Cuomo said on CNN? He goes, you're not allowed to look at WikiLeaks. Only those of us here at CNN are allowed to do that. Well, where's Cuomo now? Where's Don Lemon? Where's all these? Where's Jussie Smollett? Where is? They're all disgraced liars. And where are you? You're stronger than ever. I know under this satanic attack, all of you right now are burning with more strength than ever. I can feel it. You're not getting weaker. You're getting stronger. You're not rolling over and dying. No, you're living. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. And you've got to figure out that it's the spiritual death you should fear. And the spiritual death is what these people have gone through and what they've been part of. They are waging economic war on you and your family and cultural war and spiritual war because they want you to be miserable like them. And they want to claw you back down the sinking rat hole that they've created. They want you on their satanic ship instead of God's ship. And that's why you do see a lot of the Christian church now waking up and fighting back. Some Protestant, some Catholic, it doesn't matter. People are standing up saying this is satanic, this is wrong. But we're also finding out who's going to serve the devil and who won't say a damn word about Mark of the Beast, world government all being rolled out. But that's okay now. You get to know what a real church is versus one that's a fraud. And it doesn't matter if your preacher says a cuss word when he hits his finger with his hammer. What matters is what your preacher actually does and what he stands up for. And all these little Luciferian glitterbug preachers that are up there, oh, it's all about how moral you are. And, oh, you can't be a leader because you did something wrong before. And, oh, no, you've got to be a follower of me, the high priest, because, you know, you're not sanctified properly. That's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. If you actually study history, God raises up usually some of the nastiest, worst people that still had a connection to God left, and God just takes them over and turns them into his weapon. That's not a preacher going and appearing at a church as a drag queen. That's a Satanist imitating a woman and making the image of a woman be a fat, obese, disgusting man. That's what Satanists do, is they want to do their rituals in the churches. They want to disgrace. They want to defile. They want to engage in blasphemies. And everything they do, from these shots to what they do to our children, is blasphemy. And what is blasphemy? It's against God's plan. You go with God's plan, everything is empowered and beautiful. You go with their plan, it's ugly. Look at them. A bunch of ugly losers looking for power, so they flush their power down the toilet. We'll be back. I got the big Glenn Beck news, too. The biggest COVID news ever. Next hour, stay with us and share those links. We'll be back.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.